Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob, let's go here. A lot of people, I think we may have broached it or mentioned it, and obviously some callers mentioned, and Rob G is just hyped.
He's giddy.
Rob
like
G
a school
put
girl.
His little $3 on, you know, Lakers at 50-1 odds to win the championship, and he is just swears that they're about to get Kyrie and win it all. And so let's talk about the possibility, the notion of Kyrie Irving going to the Lakers. Now, let me start with this, Rob. The Nets, over the summer, because remember, Kyrie was in play over the summer. They had no interest in Russell Westbrook. And Mark Stein brought it up. He said, look, I mean, first of all, Rob, it obviously goes as a player. They probably don't want him. But beyond that, they already are in the luxury tax, I believe. And this would put him even further because he makes
he
more. He makes
10
about
million.
$10 million more than Kyrie.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And so they don't want to take him on. So this notion that, oh, they just – and you even mentioned it earlier. This notion that, oh, but he comes off the cap. Well, Kyrie does too.
Exactly.
So if it's just a cap hit,
right.
You know, you'll let Kyrie walk. And, Rob, you don't have to pay all that extra luxury tax. So I think barring a three-team deal – and this is where Rob Pelinka would earn his money, is if he can somehow find a three-team deal that satisfies the Nets and they are able to get Kyrie Irving, then more power to him. But, Rob, I think it's going to be incredibly difficult. Now, if I were the Nets, and I said this earlier, I don't even know if they do this with the luxury tax situation, but I talked to Kevin Durant. Would you be interested in playing with Russell Westbrook? Again, they weren't Rob. even though they didn't win a championship, they were really a really good team. They got to the finals, obviously. They had Harden that year.
They beat
some really good Spurs teams in the playoffs, and injuries befell them as much as anything. Durant was hurt at a point. Westbrook was hurt at a point. Serge Ibaka's hurt at a point. And I'm not saying they would win it, but we both think if Westbrook were in a different situation, he could put up very good numbers. I don't think Durant will want to entertain it, but I would see if he's interested. But overall, bottom line, Rob, I don't think that Westbrook is going to end up with the Nets, and I think it's going to be difficult for the Lakers to get Kyrie.
I agree. I just think there's too many things. Chris, financially, you just said it. Because when you get over a certain threshold, it's almost double you paying $2 for one.
And even more at times.
Right. So what are you doing there? Does that make any sense, right?
To not win.
Right. That makes no sense. You would say entertain it if you were like, oh, if we get him, we're going to win a championship. That's not what this is. Okay. Number two, you know, that Westbrook was a long time ago. He's now been on 4 teams in 6 years or whatever it is.
Houston, Washington, OKC before that, of course, and the Lakers. Yep.
So that's 4 teams in the last 6 years. This is the first team he's been with 2 years in a row because they couldn't get rid of him, Chris. It's not like they couldn't get rid of him over the summer. They tried.
Boy, did they try.
And then last night was like, and I know Chris, his numbers are a little bit better, but not that much better from a year ago.
The numbers weren't bad a year ago. It's just the fit, and it's just play decision making. You know what I mean?
It's the turnovers.
He's playing last night,
it was 2 for 16 from the field. It's nights like that where you scratch your head and you can't figure it out. And I just don't see if I'm the Nets, I'm just like, I'm just going to ride this out. And you know what? If this is not meant to be and he wants to leave and we can't sign him, we'll just have to accept it and move on and take the L. Take the L in life sometimes, Chris. Take the L. If the L is not taking back something you don't want and having a guy, not satisfying him, right? Like letting him win and get whatever he wants. He ruined what we have.
Yep.
He put his foot in our birthday cake, and now you're going to go out and buy him cake and 2 cupcakes. Right. Are you going to do that? I'm not doing
that. And I'm with you. Like we said, they should negotiate from a position of strength.
Play hardball like you said, with Durant.
Right. If he wants to walk, peace.
Right.
Peace. I mean, you've been great at times, but you've been more of a headache. I hate to say it, but it's true. You've been a headache. And, Rob, they caught major flack earlier in the season for all that stuff that was going on.
Yep.
And so it just is what it is, man. And, you know.
But let me say this.
Right, if the Lakers did get him, Rob, and we're going to assume, and it – you know, do you know what they say about when you assume? But
yes,
I'll say it. If they got Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis stays healthy, they the favorites in the West. Do you disagree with that?
I disagree. I think that's only on paper. I think that they are too much of. You remember the last time, Chris? And I know this is different. Remember a couple years ago when I said that the Lakers wouldn't make the play-in? This was not last year. This was 2 years ago, whatever, when they didn't make it. And I said, too many things have to go right. Do you remember that? I don't know if you... I said,
yeah.
The issue was too many things have to go right for it to work. And that is whenever you're asking for
I think,
six
was that
things.
Westbrook's first year there?
Yeah. Remember, I was like, okay. I think, too many things have to go right, you know, for them to be able to make this work. And it didn't happen. They didn't make it. The same thing here. I hear you on paper. You look at it and say, oh, they got Kyrie. Okay. They got LeBron. Okay. And you got Anthony Davis. Wow. You should. 3 players in the NBA of that ilk. You should be the favorite.
Right.
Can't count on AD. Can't count on LeBron to fully stay healthy the whole time. I mean, knock on wood so far.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a little different. Earlier in the year,
he had an injury.
Yeah, but he's, you know what I'm saying? Like, this year he's been a little different, yeah.
Yep, okay. And then you don't know what Kyrie, the wild card. And that is the issue. Yeah, does he have flashbacks from the last time he wanted away from LeBron? Does LeBron do something that, you know what I mean? He's like, nah.
Well, Kyrie's always going to be that wild card.
No, he's like, a wild card.
Right. And I feel like this, and Mark Stein kind of alluded to it, Rob. See, I remember when you said so much has to go right, and you were right. But I don't think nearly as much has to go right this time. Like, if they were to get Kyrie, obviously, AD's got to stay healthy. I think LeBron, now, he's old, so maybe not. I think he'll be fine health-wise. Kyrie, and I know we've been burned by him before. Like we said, he couldn't even go 3 months without an incident. But I don't, like, when he was with LeBron, what, 3 years, he was on his best, like, that's the best he's played. I mean, individually, he's been great since then, but as a team, he hasn't been able to win and help a team win. The Celtics have been better without him. But I think Kyrie, at least for the rest of this season, Rob, would be fine. So I don't think it would be as much of a, you know, like, I think the only thing that really has to go right, of course, Kyrie, that's always the case. But really, it's AD. And so I agree with you. I'm not saying they definitely would win the West. But, Rob, the West is wide open.
I know.
Wide open. And I think if those three came together,
they would have the favorite. Right?
Yeah, but they've been, again, they've been banged up, and that's legit. But I'm just saying, I'm assuming Anthony Davis will be healthy. Because I just hate, you know, baking in, oh, he's going to be hurt. No matter who it is. You know, same thing with the Clippers.
Right, right.
I mean, we like the Clippers, but you got to, so much has to go right.
Right, and so, and there's no way you could pencil in the Clippers automatically. You just can't do it anymore.
No, you can't pencil in them or the Lakers.
Right. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to be around in April. I don't know who's on load management. You don't know.
No, it's true. It's true. But I will say, Rob, that you agree on paper, because obviously, you know, who knows with these guys. But on paper, Rob, the Lakers, because they've played well in stints and in certain games with just LeBron and AD. They need shooting. That's their biggest weakness. Because when AD's there, they're a good defensive team. AD can man the middle on both sides of the floor. LeBron is playing really more like a true small forward and just putting up buckets. And you bring in Kyrie, who can shoot. Their main issue is they can't shoot. They're bottom five in the league in three-point percentage.
Oh, no, no.
But you bring him in, you got Rui Hachimura, who's a, you know, pretty good shooter. Like, they would be legit, but Rob, I don't think they're going to get. In fact, I was asked this today on First Things First. Where, you know, trade deadline is February 9th. Where do you expect Kyrie to be February 10th? You know what I said, Rob?
What's that?
Brooklyn.
Yep.
I mean, would you answer that,
Chris,
the same way?
I agree. That's the same answer I would give, because I don't. The way that they handled the Durant thing, Chris, and I remember you saying this on the show. You said it before, like, I wouldn't trade him. I don't care. That's what you said. Yep. I would, yep. And that's what they did, and it worked out for them, Chris. That's like ages ago. It feels like ages ago. Durant was playing great, right? The team was winning. It was all about basketball. Like, you got, like, it almost like it never happened. That's how fast you could get over it and move forward. And they did the right thing. Sometimes, you know, people could be like, oh, he don't want to be here. Let's get rid of him. Just get rid of him no matter what. You don't get rid of talent.
Absolutely.
Like that.
Right.
That you can't. You hurt your franchise. And remember, it's a business.
Yeah. And you got to have some backbone. And the Nets weren't showing backbone, Rob, early in their dealings with Durant or Kyrie.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mark Stein, co-host of the new podcast, him and Chris Haynes on iHeartMedia.
I never missed
it. It's called This League. Well, it's new. You haven't had a chance yet. You won't miss it even in a month or two. But it's going to be called This League Uncut. And these are two of the best NBA reporters out there. And Mark Stein, also the publisher of The Stein Line on Substack. One of my great friends in the industry. We worked together for many years at the old network. It's my pleasure to welcome in Mark Stein. What is up, man?
Mark.
I am honored to be able to talk to two guys who are from my own generation. I feel like we've all survived somehow. We're still here. These young guns trying to run us off.
It is incredible. When I think about covering the NBA and being in the old days, Mark, when we used to sit courtside, you remember we had the greatest seats. Stern brought us down from the rafters. And I saw when Jordan hit that shot against Craig Elo. I was sitting courtside, center court. Those days are long gone.
Yeah,
you know what
else
is long gone is playing pickup with Chris Broussard at the NBA Finals.
Yep.
Shooting all the shots.
Did you guys ever ask questions later? Did you guys ever play on the Marriott in Chicago on top?
I never played there. I heard a lot of
Mark,
stories.
Did you ever
about
play there?
I can't remember yesterday. I do not remember playing there. But I remember some good.
We had some great games.
No doubt.
We had some awesome games. And Mark, you know, you're still doing great work. And we've been trying to get, you know, you and I have talked, we've been trying to get you on for years, but you were, you know, you had the contract still with ESPN and all that. And so, but yeah, man, it's great to have you on. So let's get right to it.
Yes.
We've seen the reports that Phoenix will be interested and Dallas will be interested. And obviously the Lakers, I'm sure the Lakers are interested. But are these other teams really interested in Kyrie, and is there any concern about, you know, his off-the-court issues?
I mean, look, all these teams are going to check in, and I think around the league, teams that we haven't listed are at least meeting and discussing it because, you know, all we've done is whine about this trade line, that there's no sellers, there's no difference makers. Well, theoretically, there's a difference maker out there now, but, yeah, I mean, look, Kyrie Irving's 3.5 years in Brooklyn has been nothing but reliability issues. So what assets are teams really going to be willing to give up? You know, Kyrie doesn't want to just get traded. He wants to go somewhere that they're going to sign him long term.
Right.
How do you sign him when, you know, the Nets don't want to sign him because, you know, we've seen it's basically been 2 months and change of drama-free in Brooklyn, and now he wants a contract extension. Well, 2 months isn't all, 2+ months isn't a long time.
Right.
No doubt. And if you're Brooklyn, you know, Chris and I, we applauded them when they held the line against Kevin Durant, said it's not an equal trade for us. We're not giving you away, and we're not doing it. And it wound up being the right move. Could they just say, Mark, we're playing this out, you know, and we're going to play this out, and then after it's all done, if you want to bounce – or be a free agent or whatever, or, you know, and that would be the end of it? Or do you think there's a trade coming?
Yeah, look, we have to keep that on the board as a possibility because really that's what's been happening here to this point. I reported this Monday that, yes, Kyrie Irving wants the contract extension, and you saw his stepmother and agent, Shatilia, talk to my podcast partner, Chris Haynes, and tell Chris Haynes, on the record, we would love a contract extension, and the Nets have not really come to the table with us yet. But the reason for that, based on everything I've been hearing, is, you know, the Nets feel like, let's just try to get through this season. Let's slow play it again like we did with Kevin Durant. Get through the season. If Kyrie Irving wants to get somewhere, you know, all the teams with cap space, these are not – he doesn't want to go to San Antonio or Houston
or
Orlando. And do those teams want him? The answer is probably no. The Nets are thinking – he's got to include us in a sign and trade to get somewhere he wants to go. So the Nets didn't feel this urgency to speed things up. It didn't look like Kyrie had a way to speed things up. So I think that's a big part of why he's issued this trade demand, which strikes a lot of people as, you're going to demand a trade now? But I guess Kyrie Irving sees this as his only mechanism to try to get some leverage back here. But what does it say to the rest of the league? What does it say in that locker room? And, of course, the number one domino here is, what does Kevin Durant think about all this? We don't know yet. But even if Kevin Durant is going to back his buddy here, who is an all-star starter, we do have to say for 35 games, Kyrie Irving has played brilliant basketball and, you know, made his way. He got, you know, he earned an all-star start with his how well he's played here over the last 30, 35 games. But even if Kevin Durant backs him here, how is this not a distraction, disruption to a team that's had plenty over the last few years?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, obviously, everybody's thinking the Lakers. I know the Nets had no interest in Westbrook over in the offseason. Do you see, like, it seems like that would be the only trade. I guess there's possibly a three-team deal out there. But Westbrook and draft picks would be the deal between those two teams. Do you see the Nets even seriously entertaining a trade for Westbrook?
Here's the thing, and I think you would probably need a third team because the Nets don't want Westbrook because at $47 million, he takes, you know, that's an extra $10 million in salary that messes with their tax, you know, their
their luxury tax check is high enough, and now you just take it higher by taking on Westbrook for the rest of the season. And if you're the Lakers have clung so tightly to those firsts in 2027 and 2029 because those are the last two good trade assets they have for the rest of the decade.
Wow.
Do the Lakers really want to give that up, even one, now? When, you know, again, you don't know what kind of reliability you would get out of Kyrie Irving. Can you maybe get him in the summertime some other way? Like, if I'm, it's made sense to me that the Lakers have not wanted to give those picks away. And, you know, we've talked so much about Bojan Bogdanović in Detroit. Detroit wants an unprotected first for Bogdanović. And the Lakers, to this point, have resisted because they've already got an unprotected first in play that New Orleans holds. If the Lakers miss the playoffs and somehow win the lottery, they've got to send that pick to New Orleans. They would lose Wembanyama because of a previous unprotected pick. Do you want to do that again? You know, not for Bojan Bogdanović and certainly not for Kyrie Irving.
Speaking of the Lakers in this, if you're LeBron, and I know they've been playing nice, and when he was in Brooklyn, Kyrie said all these nice things about LeBron, but he did walk away from LeBron and want to get away from him. If you're LeBron, do you fall for it? You know what I mean? Or do you still hold your guard that this is a guy who didn't want to be with me, didn't want to play
with me? He's already tweeted. I don't speak emoji, so I'm terrible at trying to read these things. But
yes.
Look, I think we can safely assume that LeBron James would welcome Kyrie Irving yesterday.
Right.
LeBron is having a season for a 38-year-old we've never seen. But not just that. I wrote this on his 37th birthday, and it still holds on his 38th birthday. The birthday present for LeBron James is the fact that the West is uncharacteristically wide open. Three through 13 in the West, there isn't a computer and AI system. There is nobody who could have predicted the order of those teams that we see when we woke up today and looked at the standings. And, you know, again, these 3 through 13 are so bunched up. And if the Lakers, if something happened, if a trade could be worked out that as of next week the Lakers suddenly add Kyrie Irving, I mean, I'm sure LeBron will think, you give me a healthy AD and Kyrie and we can win the West.
Yeah, absolutely. But you just said the operative word. What'd you just say? A healthy AD. And LeBron's been hurt 3 of the 4 years he's been in L.A. as well. And that's the only down part about the Lakers is that you don't know, Mark, about those guys staying healthy.
Mark, before you go, I know you're obviously really plugged in Dallas. They've been mentioned too. I don't know if I want Kyrie within 100 miles of Luka. I don't know that he, you know, defer to Luka as the number one guy. I mean, are they really interested in him? And
all
could you see
concerns,
that working?
All those concerns would be very real. But look, again, the distinction is, are you talking about Kyrie for the rest of the season? I mean, obviously, I live in Dallas. Everyone in Dallas is, we need another ball handler. That's the cry you hear every day. Well, you know, that's today's NBA. You want multiple ball handlers. Luka's usage rate approaches Dirk Nowitzki's retired number 41. You can't sustain that. You can't stay healthy doing that. Obviously, there would be an adjustment period, but that is not the concern. The concern is, you know, if you're talking long term, okay, now it's a concern. Because, again, you know, all these teams are going to have questions about reliability. And you know, how do you sign Kyrie Irving to a long-term contract when the Nets who've had him for 4 years don't want to do it? I mean, you have to get him in your program and see how it works. But Jason Kidd has a relationship with Kyrie Irving already, as does Nico Harrison, the Mavs' new GM. So the Mavs believe that on a short-term basis it could work. But again, you know, Kyrie wants an extension.
Yep.
And that's really the question.
Yep.
All right.
No.
That is the great Mark Stein.
Thanks, Mark.
Man. Great to have you on, brother. We will definitely do it again. And good luck with the new podcast with you and Chris.
That's right.
Greatly appreciated, gents. Be good.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover,
everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Our next guest is a friend of the show. Does a terrific job covering the Nets for the New York Post. We welcome in our man, Brian Lewis. Brian, what up, man?
What's up?
What's up? How are you, fellas?
I guess we know what's up.
Yeah, we know you're busy. Chris and I were both former Nets beat writers, so we know.
Right, right, yeah. Absolutely. How much of a shock was this to you guys?
Well, I mean, the timing, I guess, you never know when something like this is going to drop, right? The fact that Kyrie and the Nets hadn't been able to come to anything remotely resembling an agreement, that's not a shock. And the fact that, hey, if they're not seeing eye to eye, eventually he's going to want his way out, that's not a shock. But you never know when the shoe is going to drop.
Now, Brian, the Nets have shown us that they've played hardball. Like Kevin Durant wanted out, they refused to give him away. Nope, we can't find a trade. We're not doing it. And Kevin Durant and them made nice. Where do you see this going? Because I could see them saying, we'll just play this out, and if he walks, he walks. Like, I don't see them bending. Where are you?
Well, I'd say the glaring difference is Kevin was signed for 4 years. I mean, his extension hadn't even kicked in when he had asked out.
No, I get that. Right? Yep, I get that.
So, yeah, Kevin, I mean, he's not sitting at home for 4 years, right? So they knew this guy's a professional. He wants to play. He's going to play. And you're not going to get like for like. And you give up any hope of winning a championship if you trade Kevin. So I understand why they would say, yeah, no dice. We're good. We'll work this out. With Kyrie, it's a little bit of a different situation because he can walk. Now, what I would say is this. I don't know that Kyrie has a ton of good options.
Right.
I don't know that there are a ton of teams out there banging down his door to give him extended years. They'll pay him. But I don't think there are a lot of teams right now that are willing to give him a contract that would be to his liking. One GM that I talked to, and this is a direct quote, he said, I think there's only one team that actually wants him.
Right? Lakers, right?
Yes. I was not referring to the team that he's on.
Right. Two questions. One, for the Lakers trade to happen, barring a three-team deal, and they probably try to get that done, the Lakers. But is there any way the Nets take back Russell Westbrook to make that happen? And two, do you know how Kevin Durant is feeling? Maybe that should be the – you should answer that first. How is Kevin Durant feeling about this situation, if you know?
I do not know. I wish I did. I do not know. I have not been able to get an answer from his camp about how he feels. I would say I think that is – I mean, that's question number one. And I think a lot of teams are probably curious.
They're more interested in Durant, that too. Right?
I think a lot of teams are wondering, you know, how's Kevin in all this? You know, that's, you know, I mean, not to be too disrespectful about it, but I mean, that's Kyrie's available and teams are basically saying, hey, is your friend single? I mean, that's basically what
right,
he's coming
right,
out.
Right, right, right.
No,
who's
no.
Who's that with you? So yeah. Westbrook, any way they take him?
I would be surprised if that's what it came down to. I would.
I would be stunned. I can't see that. They didn't want him in the summer, right?
And he would add to their luxury tax bill, too.
Which, you know, I have to be fair, Josiah has been willing to spend. Now, I'm not pocket watching just throwing away another guy's money, but he's been willing to spend. But I think there needs to be a return on investment.
Right.
And I don't think they felt that's not a good return on investment.
Do you?
So I'd be mildly surprised.
Phoenix is interesting because a Nick Claxton and Kyrie trade for, say, and you throw in a couple other players, say for DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul would work. Now, I don't know if Phoenix would do that, but if I were the Nets, I would do that, Brian.
Nick. Oh,
and I like Nick, but for DeAndre Ayton and Chris Paul,
gets hurt too much. I don't like that trade. I wouldn't get Chris Paul at this
time. It's interesting. Yeah, I you know, like they say, I you know, before you had my curiosity, but now you have my interest. But I don't know. Here's the thing, and this is what it all comes down to. One, I don't know what Kevin Durant's opinion on that trade is. And until I know how Kevin would see that through his eyes, I don't know how interested I would be.
How
but
do
like
you
it.
Think
it's interesting.
If they keep Kyrie, and Rob and I both feel like on February 10th, guess where Kyrie's going to be? Brooklyn. One, give us your opinion on that. And two, if they keep him, how do you think this affects the locker room? Does he play? And, I mean, do you think that will ruin what they had going? Or do you think they can somehow get past this, at least for the rest of the season, and have the best year they can have?
I do not think at all that it's impossible that he's back here on February 10th. We've seen kind of this show before. And like I said, the market is all right. The market's better than it was in the summer, but it's not great. All right. That's a low bar I'm setting when I say the market for Kyrie is better than it was in the summer.
Right.
So I would not be at all surprised to see him back here, despite all of the chaos and all the hue and cry that's going on right now. I wouldn't bet against that. Can he come into the locker room and play? Yeah, I mean, apparently, because we all know how messy the contract talks were this summer. We all know you know, how willing he was to leave. We know he was willing to sit out essentially two-thirds of a season last year. Kyrie seems to be comfortable in those kind of environments.
Yeah, but
he's going to do what he's going to do. So,
but those things, they start to add up with you. Like I think Kyrie is pulling this because he doesn't want to get to free agency and realize there aren't that many suitors. Like, yeah, we'll take you for a year or two, but there's no way we're giving you 4 years. And, yeah, if you want to come to Detroit, you want to come to Orlando, what was the other teams that have cap space? They're bad teams.
Good teams, right.
Right. That's
they
the
are
issue.
Almost without, yeah, pretty much without exception. Houston, Indiana, yep. San Antonio, Detroit. I mean, they're all.
And they don't even want him at this stage that they're at, you know?
Right. Like
they're
trying These are to all rebuild. Teams in various stages of a rebuild. That's right. A fair statement.
Right, right. Quickly before you go, Ben Simmons, where do things stand with him? Our teammates just, and not heck, not just teammates, the coaching staff and the organization, are they just at their wit's end with him? I get the knee, but dude won't shoot. So, like, it's almost four.
Would you say he won't shoot, you said?
Yeah.
Would you say he won't shoot?
Yeah.
You know what? Here's my thing with him, and this is my thing. I've said this from Jump Street, right? I can live with the fact that he can't hit a 10-foot jumper. I can live with that. I can even tolerate the fact that he's a terrible free throw shooter, right? Because I love Nick Claxton's game, and Nick's a terrible free throw shooter.
Right.
Right? But here's the difference. The difference is Nick will attack the rim at every opportunity, and if Nick Claxton is 3-for-10 and there's 4 minutes left in the game, he's going up strong. And he's like, well, I'm going to end the game 5-for-12 then. I'm going to make these next two. That's his attitude. And the problem with Ben is his fear of missing free throws changes the way he plays the game.
So you think that's why he won't attack the rim?
Well, I mean, listen, I can't speak to what's going on in his body. I don't doubt that there are other issues going on. I mean, I understand that he's had a bad back, and I understand nobody goes under the knife just for the fun of it. And I, you know, an L4 hernia, that's painful. I've had it myself.
Right.
So I understand that he is physically not where he wants to be. But I will just say, in the case of the knee injury, you know, he had an MRI. This MRI didn't turn up anything new that wasn't in the last MRI. Now, I'm not saying that it's 100% because nobody's playing in the NBA and their knees are 100%. So when I say, I don't want to use the term clean when I say the MRI came up clean. But my point is, there's nothing new. There's nothing untoward.
Right.
Right? Going on in his knee. So I
All right.
would say the way he plays the game, yeah, a lot of that is mental and that's part of the problem.
That's
right.
Our man, Brian Lewis, New York
Thanks,
Post,
Brian.
Brooklyn Nets beat reporter. Great stuff, brother. Have a good weekend.
No, appreciate you having me.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and
and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.